salt. In this room down a hall at the Hopewell House, every Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m., the widowed have agreed to meet to lick the salt block. My name tag reads, Albino Deer, Recessive Rarity, Widow at 35. Dun-colored Helen and Marie mistake me for a sheep or a goat as we draw our chairs into a circle of circumstance. Muscles in their aged faces twitch with the greed of suspicion. In the larger world, Jean and I would sit in adjoining streetcar seats, read our newspapers, never share a headline. Even Doris, who drags the remains of a personal god at the bottom of her purse, tucked next to non-prescription reading glasses she bought on sale at Walmart, shrinks from my pink eyes. Louise has 10 grandchildren, 3 she and Harry were raising because her daughter is, well, you know, she doesn't want to say. She won't tell you either that when Harry up and died like that, some small part of her wished he'd had the decency to take those kids with him. But he never even took them to the park. Betty lost a husband and found a lump. Ilse says when the ambulance comes to the Ridgewood nursing home, they don't turn on the siren for fear they'll incite a riot of dying. Ida says, yeah, she knows. She's lost 2 of them that way. I nod. Judith's raised eyebrow asks, what could one with hooves so pale know of loss? A marriage must be long to be 40 years deep, and grief is a black market business best kept to themselves. If I taste it, others will want it. Young bucks will be dying in droves. In war, in the streets, in flaming buildings, or quietly in a bed next to me at night. That sting in the wound, that particular tang on the tongue, are theirs. Keep me away from the salt. Their old ones are sanctified. Their sorrow is sacred. Denial, alive in the high.